commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The tradition in America is that schools are controlled locally. This goes back to our very roots, at times when families on the plains would work together to raise the money to build a schoolhouse and then pool their resources to hire a teacher. And in a large, diverse nation, there is a strong argument for localism. Does the city kid from Boston need the same curriculum as a farm kid from Iowa? Probably not. 80% of my classmates in suburban Connecticut went on to college, but when I lived in New Hampshire, the schools were just as good, but fewer kids were bound for higher education. They had a better industrial arts program there. My daughter's high school today, Wausau West, offers top-flight ag classes that wouldn't be appropriate in the suburbs. If we trust our local school boards to shape our high school graduates, why wouldn't we trust them with the more basic management of elementary schools? Well, that's what would be lost if Wisconsin adopts Common Core standards. The federal government would essentially end local school control. And like many federal programs, this may seem innocent from the start. We want our kids to more or less know the same stuff at more or less the same age. Common Core would standardize all of that. And yes, state participation is voluntary. Yes, states are free to adopt tougher standards beyond Common Core. And no, they are not doing retinal scans on our children. So what's the problem? It's this. Every program is open to federal meddling. Common Core today will not be what Common Core is like tomorrow. Textbook companies will hire lobbyists and send them marching to Washington. Imagine how lucrative it would be if your textbook is the Common Core approved version. Phys Ed Teachers Association will push for more time for gym under Common Core. Ethnic groups will want more of their history included in the curriculum. Social engineers will push for baseline health testing, parenting research, child monitoring, and a number of evasive that come with a presence in the schools. There are hundreds of learn-to-read programs that have been developed by private companies. They'll be in a battle royale for Common Core inclusion. Imagine how lucrative it would be when Apple or Google or Microsoft are declared the official Common Core technology platform. Supporters of Common Core say none of that will happen. Well, not now. But mark my words, it will. Eventually, school districts will clamor for funding to change over to the new textbooks, the new teacher training, the new programs. And when they become more dependent on that money, what is now voluntary will quickly become conditional. Do you want to look at the future of Common Core? Look to the school cafeteria. There was a time when the school lunchroom was more or less a community dining room than a food service operation. Most students would go home for lunch. Almost everyone else brown bagged it. Some school districts then decided to sell food. And then came the requirement that cafeterias had to sell their meals only at cost, even if that meant that unsold food was a financial loss. Then came the federal government subsidizing low-income kids who couldn't afford those at-cost meals. Next up, federal funding to pay for purchasing the food, and now nutrition standards. Today, almost no school district runs its cafeteria. They're dependent on federal money, and they are beholden to federal rules. Ask any school district's food service program, and they'll tell you they're bogged down with complicated guidelines, time-consuming paperwork, and the always-present threat that you'd be up the creek if your funding gets pulled. And school cafeterias are known for bland, low-quality food. Do you think Common Core would be any different?